Everybody's talking about exponential growth and the stock market crashing.
Monday morning from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
A lot of trade action over the weekend. What's your feeling on this? Yep. Where's this going?
Well, it's big. I mean, to explain what's going on, Trump had actually warned us earlier in the week. He said the Chinese were going to be put on notice and that potentially they wouldn't be very happy. There's the other statement of the year. The US federal administration then threw down the gauntlet by announcing that the tariffs that they talked about early in the year will be introduced in 3 weeks' time. But not only that, there's additional investment restrictions as well, and we're not sure what those are yet. Then, of course, we get the fully expected response from Beijing that retaliatory measures would be put in place. So what's been announced, Mike? We've got 25% tariffs on $34 billion worth of import goods. That takes effect on July the 6th. Then they've got another $16 billion that they're currently doing some public consultation on. Now, you recall when this was all talked about sort of a couple of months ago, I think now, that all these tit-for-tat measures were being threatened. Originally, the US suggested there'd be 1,300 goods that would have tariffs put on it. It's actually come out, there's only 1,100, but there are pages and pages of stuff. You'd be very pleased to know, Mike, that the initial list includes nuclear reactors.
Oh, good.
So just in case you're thinking about importing a nuclear reactor to the US, you're going to have to pay 25% import tariff on it. Now, there are also aircraft parts, engine parts, industrial machinery, automobiles. Doesn't include mobile phones and TVs. China hit straight back with, guess what, Mike? $34 billion worth of imports, 25% tariff starting on July the 6th. So this all sounds somewhat sort of predictable, doesn't it? However, they've got a very different list. They've got agricultural products, soybeans, whiskey, corn and wheat, beef, pork, but they had made some progress on trade over the last couple of months, but any progress that has been made, China has declared everything invalid. Everything's invalid.
And that's the fascinating thing, isn't it? Because the majority of the soybeans out of America go to China. So if you're a soybean farmer in America, you're going to be suddenly not being able to sell to your market's closing up or getting more expensive, and you're going to look at Trump and you're going to go, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, so he's going to have to explain that away to the agricultural states that supported him as well. Look, actually, Mike, the markets took this relatively in their stride. I mean, they didn't really move them. I'm not sure whether they'd counting the fact that it won't be implemented or they just don't see any major economic ramifications just yet. We'll have to wait and see.
Talk to me about the interest rates, because we got another one last week and we're on the move and the American economy is on fire, so that presumably means there's more where that came from.
Yeah, there is, but I want to talk about one specific aspect of it, and this is going to require just a very quick tutorial. What I want to talk about is the difference between two US interest rates. So when we talk about interest rates, we refer to a thing called the yield curve. And what the yield curve means is you get a chart and you put a line on it where the one-year rate is, and then you put a dot on it where the four-year rate is. You draw the line between the two of them. There's your yield curve. Now, what's happening in the US is the gap between the long-term rates and the short-term rates is narrowing. So we call that a flattening of the yield curve. Now, to give you some numbers, if you look at two rates, look at, say, the two-year rate and the 10-year rate, the gap between those at the moment is 0.37%. At the beginning of 2004, it was 2.65%. It was seven times higher. So it's narrowed an awful lot. Now, the thing is, prior to the last seven US recessions, we see the same thing happening. We see this yield gap narrowing. So it's happening again. It's not at zero yet. When we see it invert, when we see that go negative, that's a very negative sign. It's a very negative indicator. So we're keeping a very close eye on this because it potentially signals share market problems and economic recession.
Right, mate, Monday morning, give me some numbers.
Dow Jones, 25,090. They were down 84, lost 0.34%. S&P 500, 2779. They're down small. NASDAQ, 7746, down 14. FTSE 100, they lost 1.7% on Fridays, and not a great session, 7633. The Nikkei, 22851. Shanghai Composite, 3021. The ASX 200, 6094. And the NZX 50, we finally broke through the 9,000 mark, 9,008 on Friday. Now, on the currency markets, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6949 against the US, 0.9332 against the Aussie, 0.5979 euro, 0.5227 pounds, 76.89 yen. Gold trading at $1,278.94 US cents. Brent crude weaker, $73.44.
Like the sound of that. Have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. By the way, big week for data, GDP coming, consumer confidence, global dairy migration numbers, the whole lot. Get hold of Andrew and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.